Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:46, 14 before 9 now on WWL. I saw this story in The Advocate. And what I loved about it is that so many times people are hesitant to talk about God or religion. And they think, I think, in a way that God would not want you to have any fun or in any way be joyful when it comes to praising him, to worshiping him, however you want to say it. Rabbi David Gerber joins us, rabbi at Congregation Greats of Prayer Synagogue. And good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. I like Doug McCash wrote the article, the first sentence, Rabbi David Gerber is a realist. what does that mean exactly in context of what you got planned for this weekend?
Well, when the Saints released their schedule, I started to get emails from congregants pointing out that our high holiday season, Rosh Hashanah, begins basically at the same time as the Saints game against Dallas. And, you know, the email kind of was, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to have a screen on in the lobby? People can go check the scores.
Wait a minute. The high holy days, and when the Saints schedule comes out and your congregants find out, and I think it's delightful, they find out that they're playing the Cowboys on Sunday night and it coincides with Rosh Hashanah, the emails you get say, all right, what are we going to do about this? Do we have TV set up? Is that it?
Well, you know, it's funny because the Rosh Hashanah schedule has been out for about 3,000 years. Those things are fixed. So, you know, I wasn't going to change our service time, but I had no, you know,
we're not kidding yourself, huh?
No, I would love for the world where everybody says, you know what, it's Rosh Hashanah, I'll give my tickets to somebody else and I'll come to services. But just in case that doesn't happen. We are having a little pregame service, so people, if they're going to skip services, at least we can get a little service in before the game starts.
So is this going to be in the proximity of the Superdome? Is this for people going to the game, watching the game? How did you decide on a location?
It's open to anybody. I before one of the playoff games last year, I went to a pregame celebration at a law office nearby, and I just kind of put in the back of my mind that this would be a great place to host something if I ever needed a place downtown. So it's a couple blocks away, and the service is at 5. People will be out, plenty of time to get to the game.
I always like to find out more about our friends, and I want to talk to you more about Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi, when we come back, and what exactly it is, okay?
Sure.
And what is observed? All right. The rabbi has a jersey, and you can find a picture of it that says it's number 18, I think is what it is. And on the back of it, it says simply Rabbi, because that's who he is. Of course, we're ready to cover all the Saints Cowboys action for you. Primetime Sunday night football at home in a dome. The NFL schedule comes out, I think, in April, right? Now, Rosh Hashanah, that goes back 3,000 years. So you could kind of figure out how to plan around that. Wall-to-wall coverage. Black and gold coverage starts at 3. Acadian Windows Fans First Take with former Saints offensive lineman Steve Court and guest host Todd Manassas live from the Bullseye Event Group Saints VIP tailgate at Benson Tower. Check in from your tailgate party or your Rosh Hashanah service at 5:30. You can join Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. That's at the Dome between Gates A and B, 7:20 kickoff, with the voice of the Saints, Zach Streif, Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister, and sideline Steve Geller, best team in football. Then after the game, you can sound off on the point after with the Cajun Cannon and Christian till you can't get no more. That's liable to go on till I come in Monday morning. Sunday, Saints, Cowboys, on the home of the Saints, WWL. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now. 8:55, 5 before 9. Unfortunately, religion can be associated with conflict. In this case, it's not really an unfriendly conflict. Rabbi David Gerber is our guest, rabbi at Congregation Gates of Prayer Synagogue. And because, I guess, Rabbi, correct me if I'm wrong, the start of Rosh Hashanah begins Sunday evening?
Yes,
he goes and coincides with the Saints kickoff. He figured, you know what? I'm going to be real about this, and let's see if we can kind of combine the two. And he has, because he's arranged for a, I guess, a, is it, we call it a celebration or commemoration, Rabbi?
This is a celebration. It's the start of a new year.
All right, so 50 Jewish Saints fans can assemble on the outdoor deck. I don't know if you want to give the address or not, or is it already booked up?
It's booked up.
All right, so they're going to be celebrating. Rosh Hashanah, for people that don't know, if you can give us an explanation, Rabbi, please.
Sure. In the Jewish calendar, the year is 5779. We turn to 5780, so it starts the 80s for us again, which is awesome. And it's a time when we celebrate. We eat apples and honey to signify hope for a sweet new year. We commemorate the creation story and the Bible. It's really a nice holiday, and it begins a 10-day period of introspection where we work on being better people and making amends with anybody we might have hurt.
So I see a picture of you, and I mentioned earlier your Saints jersey, and it's not Color Rush, it's just a white Saints jersey. It says Rabbi on the back, and there's the number 18, but it's not about a player. There's something significant about 18, is there not?
Yeah, number 18 is a symbol for the Hebrew word chai, which means life. So, you know, a lot of people in Judaism, when they give gifts, if it's monetary or a donation, they'll do multiples of 18 because it's not just a gift of money. It's a blessing for life.
So is there a traditional meal that's eaten for Rosh Hashanah? And does that somehow morph into grilled burgers or I don't know, nachos or what have you?
Well, the traditional food are apples and honey, and at our service we're going to have apple cider and honey lager, so we're keeping with the traditions.
Is that beer when you say honey lager?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not exactly the kosher. The Torah didn't mention anything about beer, but it's
didn't say the Saints were playing on Sunday night football. So
that is also true. And I will say, just for the record, I did give my ticket away. I'll be back in Metairie at 8:00 leading services at Gates of Prayer.
Larry, let's talk football now, Rabbi, because we got about a minute left. How do you see the game unfolding? I mean, first of all, are you from here and are you a Saints fan?
I am from St. Louis, where I had my football team taken away from me twice.
Yeah, that sucks.
So so I am all in with the Saints and a team that loves its community.
All right, so as you see the game unfolding, do you think the Saints beat the Cowboys?
I do. I think the Saints are a better team all around. I don't think Dallas has played anybody like the Saints yet. I think the Saints will do just fine.
I will not allow myself to pray for the results of a football game. However much I want to, I won't allow myself. Is that something we should do or not?
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
What you do is you pray that everybody does well and is healthy. And, I know Saints fans well enough to know that it's going to be a fun night, and we'll love our team no matter what.
I appreciate your approach. I really do. And I thank you for coming on, Rabbi.
That's a pleasure.
You have a good day. Rabbi David Gerber, rabbi at Congregation Gates of Prayer Synagogue. I wouldn't be surprised if this story goes national. And it's pretty cool that you combine religion with the Saints. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.